Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
Is it worth the risk reward?
America, bro.
But the reward is, cool. The risk is losing your hand.
Yeah, or an eye, or...
Yeah, but you get to take a picture of the fireworks and put it on Facebook.
Is it everybody's just doing it for the gram?
I'll probably end up on a pedo watch list, but we used to throw M80s into a lake and fish with those, and usually two or three fish would pop up.
See, I thought it.
How would it explode?
See, I thought he actually just said he was going to end up on a pedo watch list.
No,
before he mentioned the fish, I was like, dude, hey, whatever you're about to say, don't say it.
We're in a safe space here.
We used to have a van. Tell them we had fireworks.
Yeah, I'm probably going to end up on a pedo watch list.
Pita. Like,
dump that.
I saw my dad get knocked out one time. I was 13. It traumatized me. Got hit my dad twice in the same spot. Quick as hell. Quickest two punches I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen anything like it. Hit my dad so fast, in the middle of the fight, my dad stopped fighting and asked me what happened. In the middle of the fight. In the middle of the fight, that bop, bop. Hey, Kevin, hey, he just hit me twice. Yes, he did. Are you sure it was him? It's only y'all two out here, Dad. Ain't nobody else out here with y'all. So you telling me he that fast? They not jumping me? Ain't nobody jumping me? No. Ain't nobody jumping you. It's just him. Well, he must be an octopus because I saw a lot of stuff go up on my face. Really? Really, Dad? An octopus? That's what you just fought? A human octopus? Really?
So far tonight, time for a Chevy game break. Let's check in with John Rattigan.
Yeah, Dave, thanks very much. Pirates and Red Sox. Tom Brady got his stolen Super Bowl jersey back today. That is until Rob Gronkowski took off with it. Brady with the tackle there and some on-the-field heavy hitting as well. Andrew Benintendi with the three-run blast. And the reigning Cy Young Award winner, Rick Porcello, gets the victory. 5-0 Sox today, guys. 5-3 the final.
Yeah, thanks, John.
I made a comment earlier tonight that I guess went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Okay. I'm UNT softball pitcher Hope Troutline, and I've never listened to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
Have I ever told you anything about Bangkok?
Just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray, sit back, and hang in the Hang Zone.
In and out, in and out, in and out. That's what it's all about, correct?
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
I love murder.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs. Blake Jones! Who Blake Jones?
Is he still beefing with Eminem?
And now, your Hang Zone host, from noon to 3, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
No puppet!
Wow, that was something. A triple all right to you and yours. Show number 336, Dan and Jake. Show 77, not done in the den. So we have 182 to catch up. And it feels like we have a case of the Mondays, but how about this? It's already Tuesday.
I have that in my notes right here. You seemed a little down, so I was going to remind you that it's already Tuesday. Just changes the whole dynamic of things. I actually saw a study over the weekend. I don't know. It was one of them weird countries like Iceland or something experimented with the 4-day work week, like as a national policy.
Indeed.
Results? Over the moon.
I know. That's one of my possible stories for Business Tuesday. I don't care, though.
Sorry.
No. I just said I didn't care.
We got to get back in sync.
Passive-aggressively tell you that. But
dock up.
I got more stories.
Sure.
And it is Business Tuesday. So this is very appropriate for you to bring up. But, yeah. Justin. You know Justin who filled in for you last week?
Yeah.
The great Justin.
I know him well.
Justin Montemayor. He works a 4-day week. He works 9-hour days. He gets a 4-day week every other week.
Right.
So he'll
What's your job?
He'll just accumulate every other week. He gets. That sounds really cool. So, there's some people that do 10-hour days.
Yeah, and some other businesses I've seen week. Will allow their employees to choose the Justin setup. Or 4 days and a half day every Friday. But I think you may have to lock in for a year or however long, but you can choose one or the other.
You have to lock in for a year because there's no way they could work around that. It's when they give you the fake deadlines at work. Must have this in by Thursday.
Those email ones aren't too fake.
No, they will actually lock you out. The email ones are like the real bus. Versus mom driving you to school.
Yeah.
Because mom is, I'm going to go. I'm going to take off. You know why I know this? Because I hear this all the time.
Yep.
I'm leaving. We're leaving. I said we're leaving. I'm just like, leave. If you just left, then she would get it. If you left her behind. She goes, yeah, but if I left, then you'd have to drive her to school. I go, okay.
Yeah.
You go ahead and let's yell
play the game.
Some more.
Yeah.
But a real bus, that actually just leaves. Because I know the usual work deadline they give you for Thursday, it has to be in by Thursday, is not real because I'm doing it by next Tuesday.
Thursday COB.
I'm doing it like right before Gordo does it.
That's really all that matters, right?
Right. Gordo's
it's
always
right
last.
Before Gordo.
But I'm not Gordo. If I was Gordo, I could do it last.
Hey, I haven't seen you since Father's Day because I was out for a week and then you were out for a week.
Well, good thing we texted each other right at midnight.
I just wanted to let you know that you're going to have to get used to me being big, expensive water bottle guy now.
Wow. That's what you got for Father's Day?
As I told the boys last time
Now, it
I was
doesn't
here,
list the little...
No, it doesn't say you're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah.
At noon.
Little progress report, as we've seen those before.
It has a handle like it's a pail. I feel like I'm going to the mill.
Yeah, let me see that.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Now, can you unscrew the cap and pour a little into it?
Yeah, I'm
like
sure
that's
you could.
The old coffee thing, right?
Like your Quaid and Independence Day.
Well, now you could have alcohol in here, and nobody will know.
Sure.
It's kind of a big, giant mouth to have to drink out of, though. Isn't that a little weird?
What are you, a little lady?
I don't know. It's just
it's a man mouth.
You like the Mickey's Tall Boys or Mickey's Big Mouth? They call it. Do you ever have a Mickey's Big Mouth?
I've not.
It's a beer.
A 40-ounce.
Yeah.
But isn't that a regular mouth on the top of a big bottle? You're talking about like
no,
a
no, the
a
mouth
wide,
is not
a
regular.
Wide mouth.
Yeah, and I think it was called a Mickey's Big Mouth.
I've heard of that. I've not seen it in the wild. So yeah, I got this big.
Stick
water
with me.
Bottle
I'll
now.
Show you so many things.
I enjoyed your show Friday. Feels like it was a long time ago now, but that was quite fun.
That seems forever ago. What did we do? Oh, it was our celebration, the thing.
Party.
July 4th.
Yeah, it was the Fire Fest.
Yeah, what do we call it?
The Hang Zone. The Hang Zone's Big D Freedom Fire Fest.
Yeah, and I had a lot of plans.
Great success.
I was going to go out to the lake, and I had just gotten this set of cornhole. And people actually got a picture of wife and I at our wedding imprinted on it. And it was a gift that we got, and I was really psyched up about it. But then I learned we could just play catch-up.
Oh, I thought we were going to compare cornhole sets.
I did both. Do you think I actually have that cornhole set?
Mm-hmm. You're smart and got rid of yours.
When I showed my wife...
He's the only guy that he didn't get one. He didn't have to get rid of it.
I'd never heard of that. When I showed my wife the picture of the Blake and wife cornhole set, she said a word that I used to have a drop of me saying that I won't say on the air anymore.
Yeah.
And then we laughed really hard and high-fived.
Like, you can't call inanimate objects gay.
I don't think you can.
No. But if you could.
But if you could.
If it were available. Then you own one of the rare inanimate objects. And we were giving Blake an out. We said, you know, you could leave it here and just say like it got stolen or something. You
give
could,
it to a P1. That's a collector's item.
But, you know, Blake and his yes, dear, his yes, 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 ma'am way he talks to his wife.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, I can't say I was never there. I can only say I'm not there now.
Yeah. Well, he's still still early in the game.
Probably doing it.
Probably doing it left and right. Did you do it this weekend, Blake?
Yeah.
Look at this guy. Killing it.
I can't tell you the last Monday I was able to say that.
What's Tuesday, buddy?
I know, or Tuesday, whatever.
Just want to keep you apprised of that.
It was wife's birthday, so had to.
Oh.
That's a gift to her?
Sure.
This stallion.
Something a little extra.
What day was your wife's birthday?
July 4th, Saturday.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Cash Saroy.
Just like my Uncle Sam. Just like Cash Saroy.
That would suck royally.
Why?
Because I think most
same
of
same birthday
what,
as the nation.
I think most
you must
of
hate
what,
America. What
sure.
Are you, what are you, the U.S. women's national team?
Yeah.
Did you hear they hate America?
I did, yeah.
They weren't looking at the, they were turning their back on a 98-year-old World War II veteran.
Sure. Why not?
And then they went over and spit on him.
Yeah, they kind of kicked his cane out of his hand. And
yeah, then they did like a bicycle kick with him.
With
they tossed him and his wheelchair up in the air and bicycle kicked him right into the flag and then
I mean,
burned it.
I think most of life in the mundane and monotony about it is like you get certain times to hang out with people or celebrate or do stuff, and basically if you have to combo one of the cool ones with one of the cool ones, that feels like it sucks to me. Same thing with people who have Christmas or New Year's Eve birthdays, or you know, even like whenever you have, I've heard Bob talk about now having the birthday that's a week after Father's Day. Like, I'm not getting double dipped here.
Well, she enjoys it because there's always something going on. There's always a big party, fireworks, people are off of work. Typically the next day, too.
But no one cares about her, though. You got to do the brat diet. They're like, oh, it's your birthday? You must be bigger than America. That's cool. We should definitely get you something. No, America.
Yeah, let's focus on you for a minute here.
Sure.
I'm sorry. I guess that's a little more important to you. Go ahead. Here's a cake for you.
So I do have one non-4th of July time-off anecdote to tell you about here before we get off and running with... So much basketball, so much.
Did you get
Rachel Nichols?
But did you do fireworks with the little baby and all that?
Yeah, we did. I mean,
did you go to the grapevine thing or the?
Yeah, we did, and she, as expected, or actually, I should have expected it and didn't. She has about a 4-minute attention span, even whenever people are blowing up artillery.
Really?
You know, she's like, "Oh, firework!" And then
so at first,
5 minutes
it was
in,
really
she's
cool.
Like, "All right, you guys know I don't do anything." Because that's the other thing, too, is I don't know if you know this. The kid TV episodes now, Mickey hasn't caught up to the game yet because those are still like 25 minutes long. But Mickey's mostly just colors to look at. Like Bluey, the one that we rock with heavily, it's 6.5 minutes long. And then they'll roll to
really?
They'll roll to a
it's
new...
It's half the length
half
of a Adult Swim TV show.
Now then they'll go to a...
Because I'm really liking the 15-minute, the 12-minute show. Those are good.
At 6.5, 7 minutes, they'll watch another one right after it, but the important part is it ends.
And you could
they
decide
credits,
to leave.
And they think it's over. So they're like, no. You know, now it's ending, which if
you left them wanting.
Exactly. And then 10, 15, 20 seconds later, the new one starts, and it's like the one before, the first one never happened.
Did you guys do fireworks? 30-year-old guy who lives by himself in an apartment, does he go out to see the fireworks?
He's got like a sparkler in his head.
I heard plenty of fireworks.
You just didn't go mobilize?
No.
Did your
fireworks
wife make you?
Haven't really changed in the past 60 years.
No.
It's all the same.
We could see him from our neighborhood. We didn't want to go anywhere, fight traffic and all that.
It was almost a drop.
Just too busy having sex.
You know, just killing it.
Just hammering.
Back.
I'll give you my firework take now if you want it. I'm not that into it. I'm pretty bored by it. However, I do get it. And the reason I get it is because I'm a huge fan of sports. Now, follow me here. Sports are really only as popular as they are because we don't have large-scale wars anymore.
Dude, the more I read about when I read World War One, the leading up to it and everything, that's all it was.
It's all it's ever been.
And the countries aren't that big.
Right.
They're the size of states.
Yeah.
Smaller than the size of some states in the United States right now. But they're all their own thing, battling. Yeah, it's all... I'm actually reading something about the 14th century right now. Same bit. It's sport.
Yeah.
And now we've just taken death out of sport.
Exactly.
And then if one person dies, like, oh, man, what a tragedy.
It's a rough day to say that, although I guess he didn't.
Oh, didn't? Did someone die in hockey?
We'll have that in the 130 yeah. news.
All right. More on that later.
It's a firework angle.
All right.
But that's my point. It's just that I'm really into sports, which have offense, defense, flanking.
Yeah.
Try to steal something.
All those things.
I'll steal something from you that you have, and then I'll try to profiteer off of it on my own. It's the same thing.
The weird trying to put rules in.
Right, yeah.
Like, follow this rule.
And
wait.
They're not following it, but it was unspoken.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, well, you lose. I mean, to me, that's the same thing fireworks are, because we don't get to see. I'm not saying having your house bombed would be cool. It's not. But
this is replaced.
It's replaced sort of the artillery munition,
the
blowing stuff up is cool, except now we can do it mostly without people getting killed. Not entirely.
And then when some person does, you know, oh, man, what a terrible tragedy.
That would fit.
So I'm sorry, you were about to tell a tale from, where'd you go on vacation?
I was in Galveston.
Ah.
And I texted you guys the last time, buddy.
The white sand.
The last time we came
brown beach.
That I went down there is when we came up with the baseball is the Houston of cities, which is the most intelligent thing Mino has ever said. Because I came back from that trip and said, you get to Houston, you made a little progress, and you think, all right, I just got to get through Houston, and then I'll be kind of on my way. And then you realize that an hour and 45 to 2 hours of that trip, you're still in Houston, and it's very boring. And with baseball, you might get kind of excited when it starts. And then very quickly, you will realize...
It's the fourth inning?
This is long four. Yeah. It's game 40?
You're saying how many more innings?
And you're like, boy, this is...
Another mound visit.
Exactly. Baseball, the Houston of sports.
And your butt's going to sweat with both of them.
Perfect. In Galveston, one of the days, I was down there with my parents, my brother, wife, and kid. Basically did nothing the whole time we were there except cook, hang out, watch basketball. And we went to the aquarium one day, just my family unit. There's a nice aquarium down there. I wanted to break up the monotony. That was the first time that we had really gotten out of the house and driven, and it was pretty busy on the streets. And there's a portion of Galveston, the busiest part, where it's mostly hotels. It's not beach houses. So on the water side, people park in like a parking lane to the far right, and they go down to the beach. They came over from the hotel, they park, whatever. So that entire side is lined with parked cars. That main drag right there, I believe, is three lanes on each side. So I'm heading northbound, middle lane, and I see a guy in my rearview mirror. He's probably 6'4", 300 pounds, big fella. And he was on a go-ped. You know what that is? It's like one of those stand-up jobs. You're kind of riding on it with this, but you're standing up holding handles.
Kind of like a scooter?
Yeah, I don't really know the difference. Tank top on, had on some really nice Jordan 1s. He was having the time of his life. I compared him to the Ocean Spray Fleetwood Mac guy, or whatever song that was, that became really popular when that guy was just on top of the world. He was having a great day. And he sort of zoomed past me on the left, then cut back in front of me over to the right. Now he's doing like a snake move, and he's just vibing. His hair's blowing in the
past
wind.
Past you, you're in a car?
Yeah.
So it moves pretty fast?
It moved faster than we were, but there was also a lot of traffic.
So, okay.
we were
so he's just weaving in and out.
Probably going 20, yeah.
Not the way Jake drives.
Yeah.
You could pass me on rollerblades easily.
Jake's an old grandma.
So he continues to do this until we get up to the next stoplight. Now, at this point, I'm two or three cars back, and on my left, he passes me, and he gives me the deuce chunk, throws me the peace sign.
Nice.
Looking back at me, kind of over the shoulder, and then does a Dikembe finger wag as he goes through the light. Like, hey, losers, I don't obey those laws, but it's cute you do.
Okay.
Two-finger deuce, and then a
smile. Little scoreboard. He's pointing at the scoreboard.
Now, at this point, like I said, I'm in center lane. He swerves back from left in front of me to right. Now he's over to the right.
Okay.
And he's in the far right lane. And as he's turning...
Just humming along.
As he's turning around, he continues right. Now he's in the parking lane. And as he turns back around, he has made it all the way over to the parking lane, and someone opens up their passenger side door the second that he is passing, and he smacks it. And it was awesome. He fell off. The scooter flew up.
300 pounds.
Yeah, big fella. Not necessarily just fat. He was a big dude.
So the cocky...
Oh, my God.
Peace sign, laughing at you people in real cars.
Yeah. And we were going... we were stopped. So we got, like, a perfect view of this happening.
And you're all just sitting there.
Like, as soon as he started swerving over, I, like, tapped Kristen, and I'm like, he's going to hit that car. Now, I thought he was going to hit the car. I didn't know that somebody would set a booby trap for him the moment he
certainly
was
wasn't intentional, was it?
No, no. I don't. He was coming up on him quick.
Okay, he was just weaving back and forth.
And he was okay. I mean, the scooter looked destroyed, but he kind of got up.
It feels like a movie moment.
It felt like a movie moment, and because I am a bad person, I had two more lights to go. I was not turning there. So as the light turned green and I, you know, crept past him, I honked. I gave him the deuce.
The finger wag.
He kind of laughed. And was like, yeah. All right. It was great. I've never seen that happen in real life.
That's awesome.
We were talking about it the rest of the trip. Like, I get home to my parents. They're like,
all the things you paid for, all the things.
Did Nora love the aquarium? I'm like, it doesn't matter. There were stingrays, fish, whatever. Sit down. I have to paint a picture for you.
That is awesome. All right. It's 12:30.